Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that loves undivided.
Yep. Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. After Labor Day weekend, the commie holiday, Labor Day weekend. We didn't really dive down that rabbit hole, but it's interesting. You know, when you look at what has gone on in America over the last 120-some-odd years, there is tremendous, shall we say, communist influence. And I'm going to start saying that I'm not calling it communist so much as satanic, because as I have mentioned many, many times recently, if you look at basically the distinction or the contrast between Acts chapter 2 and chapter 4 and the communist impulse, perhaps best identified in the communist slogan, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, to the casual observer or to the untrained eye, they seem the same. Isn't that the same thing that's happening in the book of Acts, the Pentecostal moment? And the answer is no. And the reason why is because it all depends on who's in charge and who decides. If it's the state, which I think, you know, I would call a euphemism for someone's personal interest, or really more appropriately what you read in 1 John 5:19, beloved, we know that we are of God and the whole world is in the sway or the power of the evil one. And the more, you know, the higher up the power food chain or hierarchy you go, you ascend, the more clear that becomes, I think. So who's in charge, who decides? If it's the state or, you know, folks in power somewhere, or the character that's, you know, the god of this world, essentially, then it's communism. And if it's the Holy Spirit, well, then it's Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, people sharing all things in common. And again, as I've said recently, I think the ultimate proof of that is the story of Ananias and Sapphira being confronted by Peter. And he doesn't say, why did you lie to us? Why did you lie to the state? Why did you lie to... He says, why did you lie to God? So that's the litmus test. And when you go back in history and you look at all of these holidays, including Labor Day, for example, you see the same kinds of fingerprints. In fact, just quickly, we'll go to the phones here in a second. Let's just do that. It's not even a secret anymore. You know, if it ever was. So I believe very firmly that America is the tip of the Western esoteric spear, the Hellenizing influence from of old, going around the world conquering and to conquer. Anyway, from the Wikipedia entry on Labor Day, I'm sure Pat in Texas would be disappointed in me for mentioning Wikipedia, even though she was a Michael Flynn fan, but that's okay. We love her nonetheless. Labor Day is a federal holiday in the United States celebrated on the first Monday in September to honor and recognize the American labor movement. Well, what about that? There's sort of fraternal and Masonic element in the Knights of Labor, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, Knights of Labor. International Workers' Day is obviously in view, but let's just go here. Canada's Labor Day is also celebrated on the first Monday of September. More than 80 other countries celebrate International Workers' Day on May 1, May Day, the European holiday of May Day. May Day was chosen by the Second International of Socialist and Communist Parties to commemorate the general labor strike in the United States and events leading to the Haymarket Affair, which occurred in Chicago on May 1 to May 4, 1886. I feel like we should interject some Andrew Breitbart here, him explaining how the Marxist impulse was particularly economic in nature originally. And Breitbart explained in very simple terms how the middle class was, you know, mostly disinterested in having their lives disrupted by this influence. And so the shift to cultural Marxism took place, and trying to exacerbate these differences between people. So anyway, it's not even a secret that Labor Day has patently socialist and communist roots, which I would say is satanic. And, you know, we could go down the rabbit hole from there. This is a counterfeiting of the Pentecostal moment, and Pentecostals are not Pentecostal, and so on and so on. You know, these terms, Pentecostal is I would say, similar to the communist impulse. The New Apostolic Reformation is satanic. It's an attempt always to conscript, you know, to co-opt and conscript these terms and concepts to a nefarious, diabolical agenda. But be that as it may, here we are after Labor Day weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. And okay. So just to finish the Maui thing, I think we'll do that real quick, and then we'll go to the phones. If you listen to the folks in Maui, another deal, Larry sent me an article on the Beaufort scale, named after the British military officer Francis Beaufort, right? Beaufort scale is an interesting read if you're not familiar. If you look at the Beaufort scale, and you hear, we heard, you know, there were violent winds, right? Hurricane force winds. But the footage that was taken off the shores of Maui would seem to indicate something different. Again, you know, can we verify all of this? I have not verified that the footage that was captured by folks was indeed, you know, at the time and place in question. But taking that at face value, and I, you know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that in psychological warfare fashion, we're being wargamed on that stuff too. So I'm not saying that this is conclusive evidence, but if you look at the Beaufort scale and you look at the wind speed that we heard was recorded in the Lahaina area during the Maui fire, and you compare that to the Beaufort scale, then, you know, there should be, the seas should be violent. That would be an 11 on the Beaufort scale. 12 is the highest. You know, that's hurricane force stuff. Like you're in the middle of a hurricane, basically. So it would be 11 on the Beaufort scale and very choppy seas, 37 to 52 foot waves, which obviously was not occurring. There's also, you know, if that was the wind speed that was recorded in the area, then why, as some folks have observed, why isn't stuff blown everywhere? Why do you see parking lots that are clear in the initial images that were captured? Why are there parking lots that are pristine and stuff isn't blown and strewn everywhere? Why does it look like buildings collapsed in their footprint? Kind of like, I don't know, something else that happened in history once and only once that never happened again. Or, you know, at least that would be what we're led to believe. Very curious stuff. So the Beaufort scale is an interesting study. Thank you for that, Larry. But I want to give you the clip that is really kind of the illustrative clip. Christine Borge, Maui County Council meeting, I think it was August 22nd. Christina Panetta, her YouTube channel has the clip by itself. Christine Borge, Maui County Council meeting, 8/23/23. She has it labeled anger, tears, and emotions erupt. And so we're going to try to keep it family friendly, but Christine Borge is I think legitimately outraged at the response that is occurring over there. And I think she speaks for many. Her frustration is something that many feel. So without further ado, let's do that if we can, please.
It's Christine Borge. I guess you could say I'm a kapuna. I'm 61. I was living on 1A Street when it happened. I walked away with nothing except my dog. And I've been part of the human experiment ever since. First we were in Maui prep. They passed out toilet paper because they wouldn't let us use the bathroom. I guess we looked like leprosy people to them in our dark skin. Then we went to Baldwin High. Now I'm at Royal Lahaina. We need help because we're being told by people from the mainland who are culturally insensitive to fill out papers that will give the America, which I am a forced American, I'm not a proud American, I am forced to be American in Hawaii. You're telling us to fill out this paperwork so that you can give us the least amount of money. All I've had since day one is $700. FEMA is fighting with SBA. I walked out yesterday because I'm hearing conflicting stories of what paper I should fill out. We need meetings in Lahaina. So many people, my employees, they're of Filipino ancestry, you know, they're Filipino. They don't know how to fill these papers out. 4 out of 5 of us lost our homes. It was burned to the ground. We are only being told, stand in this line, sign here. What are we signing? Who is it benefiting, us or America? That's what I want to know. And I want to know when we get to go back to our home in Waianae. Maybe it's gone, but there, for reasons that I don't want to discuss, we need to go back there. Are you guys going to just scrape it all away and say disaster zone? And America's going to get what they want, their satellite city? Because this was planned years ago. It's now happening. And all the poor people, the homeless, the hardworking people of the hotels, the kapuna, we lost everything. So you could have your satellite city. This isn't fair. I feel like I was used. I feel like crap on the ground. This is not right, and we should not be treated this way. We're in a hotel, and we have no communication. I cannot watch the news. I don't know what's going on. I just happened to see on Facebook there's a meeting here. We couldn't even have our pastor come in and ask us if we need prayer in the very beginning, but Oprah could come in. Who is she? Who is she? They said, oh, she knows the governor. We didn't need her in there, in Baldwin High. Get her out. We don't know. We also don't need people like Kainashiki telling tourists don't come to Maui. Because some of us, thousands of us, work in the hotel industry. They pay our mortgage. They give us our medical. And the medical, besides the county, is pretty good for somebody old like me. So don't go tell tourists don't come Maui, because you're not speaking for us, the working people. You're speaking for yourself. Tourists come. We love you. We have aloha. You have gave us money through your donations. We're not saying don't come. Come, because you will be helping us, the lower people. The grains of sand of Maui is what we are. We're not the ones living up up in Laniapoku. Not one of those houses burned. Pu'amana is still there. Lahaina Shores is still there. Everything beyond the Civic Center is there. But the homes where we were working, where we were scraping, where we had less than $1,000 a month to pay for our basic needs of gas and food. We busted our ass. And this is what we get. Nobody called us. Our phones didn't work from 5 in the morning. The fire was not 10 o'clock when I went to work. The fire was still there. There was no water. Tell me if that's coincidence. No water, no warning. And everybody talking about the satellite city before the fire. Lahaina going to be the first satellite city. Well, hey, Jeff Bezos, you got what you wanted. Oprah, you got what you wanted. And the guy who owns Lanai, you got what you wanted. That's what happened. Okay. We need help in Lahaina. Who's going to come now and ask us, can I pray for you, Auntie?
Thank you.
Can I help you with your paperwork? Because all we got so far was $700, and we don't know who to call or anything. It's culturally insensitive in that zone.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ms. Christine Boyd.
Is it me, or is the okay, thank you very, very much dismissive? I mean... Oh my goodness. There should be, you know, so many people flooding over there that, you know, they can't, that all of the flights from everywhere, you know, they can't, people can't be contained flights. And so, you know, the flights are overbooked. And so people are taking boats over. Where is the, I stand with Maui, I stand with Lahaina. Where are those things on people's social media? Remember, I told you what happened with Ukraine. Seeing that in the terminal, if you're a programmer, you know what I'm talking about. Like libraries, open source libraries, and things that had some connection to Ukraine, whether developers in Ukraine were the primary maintainers of those libraries or whatever. You know, you see, I stand with Ukraine in the terminal, for Pete's sake. In other words, you know, if you're on a Windows machine, for example, just type in your little Windows search box terminal or command prompt and open one of those. Can you imagine seeing colors in that? And I stand with Ukraine. You're downloading a library, and for the first time that I'm aware of, all of a sudden there are colors and stuff. Where is that for Hawaii? Where is that for the people of Maui and Lahaina? It's outrageous. You know, we should be flooding over there to help. Like Christine Borge said, you know, the locals, maybe the Jason Momoas are saying don't go, but the locals, the grains of sand, like Christine Borge said, they're saying, come. Come help. Even if you're just going to visit and vacation, it's helpful. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
To the phones we go. Roger in Ohio, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for calling, taking my call.
Absolutely.
I thought I'd give you a little history. In 1971, I traveled to Hawaii as a tourist. Mm-hmm. And there was a popular show that was out of Cleveland called Adventure Road with Jim Doney. And he had travel shows from 62 to 1975. And he took a tour group over there. I was with that tour group. And it was very interesting. Hawaii, and my brain was paradise from all the movies I watched and everything. And I had this vision of going to, you know, the Hawaiian paradise. And reality hit me before I even landed on the plane. He wanted to fill out a form more or less saying, don't stay here, go back home. At that time, there was strikes on the ports, so they were flying food in from the California. And in 1971, it was the height of the Vietnam War, so Honolulu had all these prostitutions at nighttime. And Maui was very interesting. We got to go to all the islands except for Molokai. It was closed off for some reason. And Maui was probably the nicest island in 1971 because it wasn't so built up yet. And it was a dry island, while Kauai is called a garden island where it rains a lot. So Hawaii, the tours you would take, the bus driver would be the tour guide. And he explained that in 1971 that five groups owned most of Hawaii at that time. Two of them were missionaries, and three of them were large corporations. And the Hawaiian people were like the Native Americans, that they could lease the land, but they couldn't own it.
Yeah.
So at that time, they were selling land by the square foot, which was really strange. So it was... It was quite a rude awakening from thinking that I was going to go to paradise and seeing reality. So it was very expensive. At that time, you were leaving a dollar tip, and it was something that I had a bad taste of tourism in my mouth, and it never left.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see that story depicted in... some of the hotels. I forget which hotel it is. Maybe I can find that in one of the breaks. But I think, you know, the same story has been told, you know, up to this day. The last time I was there was in 2017. And, you know, there's one hotel that you have a pictorial depiction of the story and basically the overthrow of the native people by British intrigue and Western influence. And I think it's heartbreaking, you know, to look at that, those images. It's what you described. I mean, it's definitely a shock to the system where you think, oh, this is going to be great. And you realize I'm part of the continuation of this not so good thing.
Well, at that time I say that there was a new Sheraton. And it was close by, I think you're talking about, it was like a pink hotel or something they called it. It was a smaller hotel that was left there that was one of the original hotels that they built. I forget what the story is behind it. But there's one other thing. Could you tell us what it costs per minute or per hour to broadcast on RBN? Just so we can have the idea or what it costs by the day. So I was hoping that, you know, it'd be nice if you guys had a challenge of donations where each one of your programs could challenge your listeners to donate money and see who would get the most money in. And one other thing, I'm talking way too long, I'm sorry, but, you know, a one-minute rant would be pretty good, too. If you could have, like, a one-minute rant where people would have 1 minute to speak their piece or whatever, it'd be nice. So do you know what it costs to broadcast on the RBN or anything like that?
I don't know offhand, but, you know, we could probably find out for sure.
Well, it would be interesting. You got, you know, regular callers and stuff. It'd mm-hmm. be, I hope they're donating, you know. I'm going to have to donate because I'm calling too. So, you know, well, I mean, that's the way it should work, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate all the religion that you have on here, you know, Chris Schweitzer and you and everybody else. I listen to Ted Brewer every day on Rents.com and I like my religion along with my politics. So. Not a Christian Zionist by any means, but have a good day, and thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Roger. Thank you. We're headed into break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Interesting times. I would make the distinction, perhaps, that what I'm talking about is not religion so much as, you know, we all just probably should read the Bible and the idea in simplest terms, speaking of the Pentecostal moment, in Acts chapter 4, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. That's interesting. What's that all about? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's it. I mean, that's it. That's not religion. That's just how can you be restored with your to right relationship with your Creator? That's it. Religion tries to do it in a variety of ways. There are, you know, all manner of attempts to sort of counterfeit this. And man, this goes, I mean, we could go ad infinitum in any direction. And I won't do that. But, you know, it's just this. It's just that. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's it. And this of course, Peter and John, being arrested and confronted. And, you know, you skip forward a little bit. When they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all of them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." They couldn't even deny it, the high council. "But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." What name? "And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye." You guys be the judge. "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. And then, you know, in the next chapter, chapter 5, here they are back again. And so, you know, similar to chapter 4, they say, this is what we have to do. We are compelled to obey God. And so they do. Anyway, it's about that. And not so much about religion. It's the contrast. You know, if you see what's happening, let's just say in America, but what's being spread throughout the world, this Western influence. If you go look at the Western esotericism Wikipedia entry, one of the things that I think I want to dive down the rabbit hole on, speaking of this, where in the world is that? Why isn't that? I'll do it this way. If you go to the Wikipedia entry for Western esotericism, you see a lot of this stuff. I mean, there it's very, very informative, actually. Surprisingly informative for Wikipedia. I mean, really And if you can put the pieces together, you see exactly what's happening in America over the last, particularly over the last 175 years or so. It's just becoming more and more apparent, more self-evident in the tradition of the revelation of the method. And, you know, reading what has come from the Lucius Trust contingent, you know, works received by Alice Bailey, for example, I always feel inclined to mention that, you know, if you go to the Wikipedia entry for Alice Bailey and look at the bibliography section, the first bit includes, what is it, more than two dozen works credited to Alice Bailey. And there's this bit after that, works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received work. Meaning what? It was automatic writing. You know, her eyes are rolled back in her head in a catatonic state with her hands scribbling furiously. Obviously, that's not something that she wrote, per se. And then you have the next section, credited to Alice Bailey alone. It's creepy. But you know what has come from some of these, like Initiation, Human and Solar, the externalization of the hierarchy, obviously, published posthumously. You read about the revelation of the method and what they are trying to do in the new Aquarian age, all that kind of nonsense. Anyway, it's informative, but one of the things that I think I'll dive down sometime soon, perhaps, is the subject of C.S. Lewis, the Inklings, the Oxford Christians, and I do say that with air quotes because they were not Christians. They were theosophists. There's some great stuff. I think it's crossroad.to, speaking of what Lark was talking about. I think it's over there. So just an example of this. This is sort of a tangent. If I can find the actual page that I'm thinking of, this is a great entry, though. This page titled Lilith by George MacDonald over at crossroad.to. So it's crossroad.to/heaven/excerpts/books/lilith.htm. And there's the quote at the top. That's all lowercase except for excerpts there in the middle. That's capitalized. So the quote from C.S. Lewis, I regarded George MacDonald as my master. And a lot of those guys did. The artists, and you know, William Blake is explored, and he was a very esoteric, influential, old school bad guy who knew what he was doing and what everybody else was doing. And basically, you know, if you're a poet, you're touched by the devil. That's how you come to be so poetic. Anyway, this is an interesting post. Why C.S. Lewis loved Lilith. First published in 1895, the introduction by C.S. Lewis was added to later publications, including the 2000 edition by Erdmann's Publishing Company. Skip down to Swedenborg, William Blake, Romanticism, and Through a Mirror into Another World. Emphasis in bold letters has been added throughout. This is great stuff. You know, everybody should be familiar with this, I think. Not that we should obsess and, you know, dive down this rabbit hole per se, but just to be familiar with the deception, the world's fascination with C.S. Lewis and similar things. You know, this is a great post, and so I think it would be good to start at least, you know, raising awareness on some of these things. I've speaking of religion, I've talked about some of the cult type stuff. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but man, we need to throw out the man-made stuff, commandments and traditions of men, dispense with that and dispose and you know, just pick up the Bible. But then there's that problem, you know, that the deists have, which is, how do you know? And, you know, what are the marching orders for the day, basically? And it's, you know, those come from the Holy Spirit, I would say. As confirmed by Scripture. And, you know, the deist denies the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. And that's a problem, because that's your lifeline out. That's your connection out. So, you know, we don't need to start groups and things so much as we just need to check in with the Holy Spirit in the fashion of Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4, that kind of thing. And, you know, when you don't do that, then you start drifting into very problematic territory, as has been noted over at crossroad.tl, for example. The Swedenborgian influence, the Spinozan influence that makes its way into Kabbalistic science like theoretical physics and so forth, the theosophical influence. What is theosophy anyway? I mean, it's by definition, it's the divine wisdom, quote unquote, that which we can divine about the secrets of the universe just apart from God, the creator of it. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, all right, enough about that for now. Back to the phones. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to call in to extend my condolences for Pat, mm-hmm. who recently passed away, I guess, yeah. in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to miss her.
Me too.
A lot. And I heard the testimony from the girl from Maui, and that was, I think that put everything into perspective fairly well, so.
Yeah.
I can only imagine when they might be coming for us as well, so. I'm sorry to hear of Pat's passing, and I think everybody at the network is going to miss her a great deal. So
I agree.
All righty. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you, James. Much appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know.
As always. Yeah. I think we're all going to miss Pat. She was very colorful and, you know, agree or disagree. I mean, you can't deny her heart. And I think, you know, her heart was for the Lord. She and her husband were, you know, they'd been at it for a long time. They were part of the old guard and, of, you know, freedom-loving, freedom-fighting, God-fearing folks. And I think, you know, part of that contingent that, you know, we could listen in later years and, you know, critique Pat and say, I don't know what is she saying, but, you know, she had so much, such a wealth of knowledge and background. She'd forgotten more than most of us ever learn, you know, been at this a long time. And I would definitely call them true patriots. And I believe that she was always trying to point to the Lord, point back to Scripture. And, you know, You can argue that there's a controversial history in there somewhere, perhaps, or maybe that I'm overstepping or misspeaking. But, you know, if you go back and listen to some of the things that Jack Otto said, just go back and listen to some of his broadcasts. Maybe you'll see what I mean. I think I'll leave it at that for now, especially since we're headed into a break. It's not so controversial as it is just single-minded, unilateral. Some of us young, you know, spring chickens can learn a lot from that. Speaking perhaps only for myself. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment. The page I was looking for, FYI, over at crossroad.to, is titled Warnings: How Mysticism and the Occult Are Changing the Church. I'll come back to that later, but if you're not familiar, look it up. It's, you know, as relevant now as ever and will be increasingly more relevant. Back to the phones in the interest of time. Don in Arizona, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello. Yes,
morning.
Pat was certainly an enthusiastic caller. She would call a lot and put in her 2 cents, and she didn't like me. One time I came up with this idea that the best thing could happen to the United States is if Putin would blow up Washington, D.C. area, including Langley, Virginia, just blow that up, and then next to the United States would be the United States of Russia. It's a possibility. It might happen someday, but I mean, I would not help. I would not volunteer to help. I think that would be against the law for me to help some other country blow it up. I'm just saying. If Russia would take us over as a protectorate, this would be a positive step. This would be better than what we have now, which is, and all our enemies are domestic right there. And anyway, Pat didn't like that, and she later on she suggested maybe I should just move to Russia. I liked it. It's not that easy to just pick up and move to Russia. I mean, you know. But I've tried living it. If you try to live in a foreign country, if you're an American, you still have, the IRS still wants you to file a tax return every year, which is one of the few countries. America's one of the few countries that makes you pay taxes when you're not even living here. In fact, it's the only first world country that makes you do that. No European country that makes you do that. Europeans can go live in, you know, like Thailand or Philippines or India or wherever they want to live, and they don't have to pay income tax back in their native country. But anyway,
reminds me of a conversation I had with my grandmother back in 2006, who was born in the mid-20s, I think 24. And I said, you know, Grandma, this is post 9/11, obviously. And I said, it's feeling more like Stalinist Russia. And she said, whoa. So, you know, that generation, past generation, man, those people were unshakably patriotic. Contrast right. that to today, right. where Vivek Ramaswamy says he goes through Washington, D.C., and he sees more Ukraine flags and pride flags and stuff than American flags.
I like Swamy myself. I'll probably vote for him. Thanks a lot. Take it easy.
You bet. Thank you, Don. Much appreciated. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative, perhaps even edifying. I hope you have a great short week. I hope you're praying for each other, and please support the network. And if you do, thank you. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.